Okay, today we're going to do Daf Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Tainis. We left off by the two dots on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaOver Lefnei HaTeva. Let's try to get all the way to the Mishnah on Ham and Aleph. We'll see how far we get. But it said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says that the person who davens for the Amud on the last day of Sukkis, Amini on Shmini Atzeres, so the guy who davens Musaf, should say Mashav Ruach Marah Geshem, but the guy who davens Shachris should not. Now, on the first day of Pesach, the guy who davens Shachris still says Mashav Ruach Marah Geshem, but the last guy, the guy who davens Musaf, does not say Mashav Ruach Marah Geshem. So the Gemara is going to ask a stira in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that in our Mishnah it says that the end of the time to asking for rain is on the first day of Pesach at Musaf time. So Uriminhu, the Gemara says, I'll ask you a stira, because there's going to be a Mishnah later on in Daf Hamad Aleph, Ad Masay Shoalin Esak Shamim, until when do we ask for rain in our davening by saying the same Talmud, Rabbi Yudomer, Ad Shiyavar Pesach, until after Pesach is all over, meaning throughout all the days of Chol HaMoed we still ask for rain, and it's only on Mariv of Motsoi Shvi Shel Pesach that we stop asking for rain. Rameir Omer Ad Shiyavar Nisan. Rameir says you continue to ask for rain through the entire month of Nisan. So bottom line is that this is a contradiction, because Rabbi Yehuda said that we mention rain only until the first day of Pesach, and here we're saying that we continue to ask for rain either through the entire Pesach or even longer through the entire Nisan. So Rav Chista lo kasha, kan lishol kan lahaskir. When Rabbi Yehuda says we mention rain, we ask for rain until the first day of Pesach, that's asking for rain. But when it says until Yom Tov, I'm sorry, when it says until Pesach is over, that's with regard to asking for rain. When it says until the first day of Pesach, that's in terms of mentioning rain. Mishal Sha'il Va'azil, we continue to ask for rain until after Pesach. But Lahaskir B'Yom Tov Rishon Pasuk. But in terms of mentioning rain, that we stop already on the first day of Yom Tov. So basically, on the first day of Pesach, that's when we stop saying Mashav Ruach Mordeh Geshem. But Vesein Talamata, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that continues through Pesach. That is Rav Chista's answer. Ula is not going to like Rav Chista's answer. So again, answer number one is Rav Chista. Ula asks on Rav Chista's answer. Amar Ula, Had Rav Chista, this answer of Rav Chista, that he wants to be Mechadish, that even though we stop mentioning rain and Musaf on the first day of Pesach, we're still going to continue to ask for it. This answer is as difficult and as bad to us as vinegar is to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. Meaning this is horrible. What a horrible answer. Because if you think about it, on Shmini Atzeres, we don't ask for rain in our davening. We don't say V'sein Talim Matar, but we're still saying Mashav Ruach Morda Geshem. So B'makom Sheshoel Aleinu Din Sheyeh Maskir. So when you get to the point after toward the end of Pesach, when we're still when we're still asking for rain, we're still saying V'sein Talim Matar, you're not going to say Mashav Ruach Morda Geshem. Meaning it seems that the rule should be that whenever you're saying V'sein Talim Matar, you automatically should be saying Mashav Ruach Morda Geshem. So important concept. That means that he really, really doesn't like an answer that was given. Ella Amar Ula, so Ula rather says the answer to the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That again, on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that on Pesach, the first day of Pesach, we stop asking for rain. And on the other hand, we have Rabbi Yehuda saying that we wait until after Pesach to stop asking for rain. So Ella Amar Ula, Ula answers the contradiction the following way. Trei Tanai, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda. There are two different Tanayim that present different approaches to what Rabbi Yehuda really said. So it's a stira, yeah, in Achinami, it's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, because there are two different Tanayim that reported Rabbi Yehuda's opinion two different ways. Rabbi Yosef Amar, third approach to answering the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda, Mai Ad Shiyavar HaPesach, you know what he means when he says until Pesach passes? It means Ad Shiyavar Shliach Tzibur Rishon Hayor B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. It doesn't mean until Pesach is over. It means till the first chazan that davens in the morning of the first day of Pesach is done davening. So it means through shachris of the first day. That's all it means. So Amalei Abaye says Rav Yosef, She'ela b'yom tov mi'ika, but wait a second, how could he be talking about saying the same Talamatar on Yontif? We don't even have the whole bracha of Borech Aleinu in the Shemona Esrei on Yontif. That's only for Chol HaMoed and for weekdays. So how could Rav Yudah say that we ask for rain until Shachris of the first day of Pesach? Shachris, Musaf, first day of Pesach, we're not even mentioning the same Talamatar. So Amalei, Rav Yosef says to Abaye, in Shoel Meturgaman, even though the Tzibur doesn't ask for rain on in the Yontif davening, the Meturgaman, the translator who would translate the drasha on Yontif for the whole Tzibur, would say in his drasha the bracha of Barech Aleinu, and in that drasha when he would say Barech Aleinu, he would ask for rain. What? The Meturgaman is involved in asking for things that aren't part of the tefillah that the Tzibur needs to ask for. Rather, you have to stick with Ula's answer. Ula's answer is the best answer, simply that there's two different approaches, two different versions of what Rabbi Yehuda actually said. But now the Gemara suggests a fourth approach. Rabba Amar to be Miyashiv, the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. To answer the contradiction Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba says as follows. Mai ad sheyavar ha-Pesach. You know what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said that we continue to ask for rain until Pesach passes? It means till the time of the shechting of the Karban Pesach is over, which is Chatzos of Erev Pesach. So the last time to ask for rain is during Shachris of the Yud Dal Nisan. Already by Mincha we're not asking for rain, even though we're davening a weekday Shemon Esrei. So that solves the problem with the last approach, that there's no weekday Shemon Esrei by Yavar Pesach, because that assumed it was the first day of Pesach. Now we're assuming it's Erev Pesach. Ukitchilaso kein sofo. Just like we're knowing in the beginning of the rainy season, so too it is at the end of the rainy season. Matchilaso mazker afu pishenu shawel. So therefore, just like when we start asking for rain, we say Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem before we start saying V'sein Talamatar, right? That's what we do. We say Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem already on Shmini Atzeres. We don't start saying V'sein Talamatar until December 4th. So Af Sofo, so to at the end of the rainy season, Mazker Afal Pishen Shoel. We stop saying V'sein Talamatar already at Mincha on Erev Pesach, but we don't stop saying Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem until after Shachris on the first day of Pesach. So Amalei Abaye says to Rabba, Na bishlama tchilaso. I understand very well the beginning of the rainy season, Mazgir Haskara Nami Ritzoi She'elihi, because it makes sense that you should say Masha for Rachamar Degeshem before you're even asking for rain, because by mentioning how Hashem brings rain, by saying Masha for Ruach, we're appeasing Hashem that he should bring rain of bracha at the right time. Elo sofo, but at the end of the rainy season, my ritzoi she'ela ika. Why would we continue to say Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem when we don't need rain anymore? It wouldn't make sense to continue. Meaning, it makes sense to start Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem before you start V'sein Talamatar. It does not make sense to continue Mashav Ruach Marta Geshem after you've finished V'sein Talamatar. So ela mechavarta kedu ula. So rather, we have to say like Ula said in the first place. So we stick with Ula's answer that there were two different approaches as to what Rabbi Yehuda really held. So main point number, whatever number this is, number two, I guess, four approaches, four answers to the stira in whether Rabbi Yehuda holds, and whether Rabbi Yehuda holds to stop asking for rain at Musaf on the first day of Pesach, or to wait until Pesach passes. So again, there were four answers to that question. Ula held there are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's the only answer that really sticks in the end. That Ula held there are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda. Ula's answer, that one that was machlokas tanaim, what Rabbi Yehuda actually held. So the Gemara now just gives a psak halacha as to when we start mentioning Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem, Mar Basim, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ke Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that we start saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem at Musaf and Shmini Atzeres. We also, by the way, happen to pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that we stop saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem at Musaf on the first day of Pesach. Omele Rabbi Zeru le Rabbi Asi, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? Vatnan, we're going to have a Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Bishlosha b'mar Cheshvan Shal in Esag Shamim. We ask for rain starting on the third day of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shiva bar. Rabbi Gamliel says on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is 15 days after the Yom Tov Sukkos is over, so that the last people can get home already from being all the regal. Vamar Rabbi Elazar halach Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Elazar says that we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan is when we start asking for rain. So we're assuming that asking for rain is the same thing as saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem. So it turns out that if you're going to say that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, it's 15 days after Sukkot. So how can you also say that the Halacha is that we start mentioning rain on Shmini Atzeres? So I'm like, Gavra Agavra Kramis? He says, well, how could Rabbi Asias Rabbi Zera, how can you ask a question from one guy and another guy? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar holds that we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. So Iba Yisema Lokasha, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahaskir. Or you could say, forget about the fact that it's two different people, so therefore it's not a kasha to begin with. There's a difference between Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem and V'Sein Talamatar. Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem might start on Shmini Atzeres, and V'Sein Talamatar will start sometime later, because those are two different things. She'elas Geshamim and Haskaras Geshamim are two totally different things. So the Gemara now asks a Sira in Rabbi Yochanan, that previously we said Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem on Shmini Atzeres. So ask the Gemara, V'hama Rabbi Yochanan b'makom sheshoel maskir. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that, you know, only when you ask for rain should you say Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem. But it sounds like if you're not yet asking for rain, you should not yet be saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem either. So how can he say to say Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem on Shmini Atzeres, we don't ask for rain yet on Shmini Atzeres, because you don't even say the bracha of Barech Aleinu, so we're not saying V'sein Talamatar. So Gemara says, no, Ahulav Saki Itmar. When Rabbi Yochanan says that only when you're asking for rain you should say Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem, when you're not asking for rain you don't, that's only in terms of when we stop saying it. That as soon as we stop asking for rain in Erev Pesach, we're also going to stop mentioning Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem. But in terms of when we start saying it, so we could begin saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem and Shmini Atzeres, and only begin asking for rain after Yom Tov is over. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Hiske Lahaskir, Maske Lishol, Pasuk Mi Lishol, Pasuk Mi Lahaskir. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, that doesn't work out, because Rabbi Yochanan says that once you start to say Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem, you should also start immediately to say V'Sein Talamatar. When you stop saying V'Sein Talamatar, you stop saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem. So you see Rabbi Yochanan holds that She'ilas Geshamim and Haskaras Geshamim not only end the same time, they begin the same time. So therefore the Gemara needs to have another answer to the stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So again, the Gemara is asking, we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, that how can Rabbi Yochanan say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda to start saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem on Shmini Atzeres? I, Rabbi Yochanan, is the one that holds that Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem always goes along with V'Sein Talamatar, and there is no V'Sein Talamatar in Shmini Atzeres. So answer number one, that there's a difference between when we start and when we stop, is now rejected. So rather the Gemara says answer number two, El Lo Kasha. Halan, when Rabbi Yochanan says that we begin mentioning and that when we begin saying Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem, we should also say V'Sein Talamatar, that's for people in Bavel who have grain and fruits in the field throughout the entire month of Tishrei, and therefore we begin to say Mashiach Baruch Mar Geshem and to ask for rain only on the seventh day of Cheshvan. But Halahu, when Rabbi Yochanan says that we follow Rabbi Yehuda to only start saying Mashiach Baruch and Shmini Atzeres, that's for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that cut the grain from the field in Nisan and they gather it in Tishrei. So there's no problem with beginning it during the month of Tishrei. So the Gemara asks, Maishna l'didan dislan piri b'divra. Well, for Bnei Bavel, if people live in Bavel, we begin saying it in Cheshvan because we have grain and fruits in the field, l'didhunami. So for Bnei Yisrael also there's a reason to wait until Cheshvan to say it, because islu ole regalim, there are people that need to get back to their houses, that went all the way to to Yerushalayim for Yontif. So the answer is the Gemara, Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan b'zman shein b'samigash kayam. When Rabbi Yochanan says that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda to already start saying Mashiach Mordechai Geshem in Eretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, that must be when the Beis HaMikdash was not around. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, you would not want to ask for rain so early because people needed to get home. And they don't want it to rain. It's going to muddy up the roads. So Hashadas Zahachi, well, once we already distinguish between when the Beis HaMikdash is around and when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, so we can give a third answer to the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and that could be Havahalda did too, that both Rabbi Yochanan's psak, like Rabbi Yehuda, and the fact that he says that as soon as we start saying Mashvarach Maragesh and we start saying Vesein Talamatar, could both be referring to Bnei Yisrael. V'lo kasha, kan bizman shebesim gishkayim, kan bizman shein besim gishkayim. When for the people who are all the regel, we begin to mention Mashvarach Maragesh only at Zayin Cheshvan. But for when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no one being Ol Regel, we could already start Shmini Atzeres. So says Gemara, V'anan Dislan Treyomi Hechi Avdinan, we who observe two different days of Yontif in Bavel, where we make 2 days of Yontif, on what day of Shmini Atzeres should we start saying Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem? Meaning, there are 2 days, there's what we call Shmini Atzeres and what we call Simchas Torah. Which day should we start Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem? So Marav Maschil B'Musafin U'Posik B'Mincha. We start at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, meaning what we call Shmini Atzeres, and we stop at Mincha of the same day. Because that Mincha may still be Hoshana Rabbah, meaning what we call Shmini Atzeres, is still a suffix that it might only be the seventh day. And then Arvis V'Shachris, again, we don't say it that night, nor the next morning at Shachris. Then V'Chozer B'Musaf, and we say it again by Musaf. So very unusual Shita. He says, what do we do about, if the Allah is that we're supposed to start saying Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem on Shmini Atzeres at Musaf, so which day do we do it, on the day that we call Shmini Atzeres or the day we call Simchas Torah? So very amazing. He says, Rav says, we should do it at Musaf of both days, but not any of the tefillos in between the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres and the Musaf of Simchas Torah. That is Rav's opinion. That is opinion number one. Opinion number two, Amrlu Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Poku v'imru leila abba. Go and tell Rav, my friend, once he heard that Rav held this way, that achar sha'asisu kodesh taseu chol. Oh, that's ridiculous. Once you already at Musaf have declared that this day is Shmini Atzeres by saying Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem, you're now going to continue to view this day like it's not Shmini Atzeres, like it's still Hoshana Rabbah, by not saying Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem at Mincha and at Mariv. Elam Rishmol Maschil b'Musafin uva Mincha uposek Arvis v'Shachris v'Chozer Maschil b'Musafin. So Shmuel says, now here's what you do: you say it at Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, and you still say it at Mincha, because once you declare that day to be Shmini Atzeres, the rest of that day you got to treat like Shmini Atzeres. But then that night at Mariv and the next morning at Shachris, don't say Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem, and then say it again at Musaf. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rava Amar. A third opinion, Rava says, Kivan Shehiskil, once you begin to mention rain and Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, Shuvein Oposek, you continue to say Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem through Mincha Mariv the next morning Shachris, V'cheinam Rav Sheshes, Kivan Shehiskil, Shuvein Oposek, V'af Rav Hadarei, and even Rav changed his mind to agree with this. Dam Rav Chanan Alam Rav, Mona Esum Ve'echad Yom, we count 21 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Kederuk Shemona Asar Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, just like we count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, Maschil, and we begin to mention rain after these 21 days are over, on that day 22, which is Shmini Atzeres. V'kivin Shehizchil, and here it is where he says, once we start saying Mashiach Baruch Mordechai Geshem, Shuvein Oposek, we don't stop. V'ilchsa kivin Shehizchil, Shuvein Oposek, and that's the halacha, that once we start, we don't stop. So main point number one over here, three approaches to when to say Mashiach Ruach in Chutz La'aretz. We paskin to start on Shmini Atzeres Musaf, start on Shmini Atzeres B'Musaf, and continue with every other Shmoneh Esrei. There was another main point I forgot to mention on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and that was three approaches to a stira in how Rabbi Yochanan paskins. Three approaches to a stira in whether Rabbi Yochanan holds, and whether Rabbi Yochanan holds to start Mashiv HaRuach on Shmini Atzeres or Zayin Cheshvan. Three approaches to that answer, and again, we should try to remember what those three approaches are, but we'll stop the shiur here and pick up at the Mishnah next time.